Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What if Jacoby Brissett goes out there and gets killed? Then what? Then you got to put him out there anyway, don't you? Like, that's the big part of this that I feel like no one's really addressing, is that, yeah, you don't want to get your rookie quarterback hurt. But if the veteran gets hurt, and he got hurt in one series in that game against the third stringers of the Washington Commanders, the only team in the league worse than you last year, or one of the only two, I should say, and those guys were in there just knocking him around, and so what? He's gonna last how long? And then when he goes down with an injury or whatever happens to him, it's going to be Joe Milton. You're just going to protect Drake May the entire season. You're going to make sure no matter what, it's not him out there because you're worried he's going to get killed. If you're worried about your quarterback getting killed, that's an Elliott Wolf problem. And that's what I think this is all really about here. Like, this roster is the reason why they made this decision. It's not because they don't think Drake May is ready, and it's not because they think Brissett's the better quarterback. It's because they're not comfortable putting him out there around with that team, with that offensive line, with those weapons, with these coaches, maybe, I don't know. But that's it, right? We all agree on this, don't we? It has nothing really to do with the quarterbacks. It has everything to do with the roster and the players around them. And that's an Elliott Wolf problem. That is not a Drake May problem. It's not a Jacoby Brissett problem. It's not, oh, you know, these guys are, he doesn't have the right experience, or he wasn't playing well in practice or anything like that. It's the team around him. And that's Elliott Wolf's. That has the mark of him all over it. And if you want to really get down to who should be blamed here, should shoulder a lot of this, if you don't like this decision, I think the buck stops with Wolf. I do. I don't think it stops with Mayo. I think it stops with Elliott Wolf.
So you don't believe him when he said after the draft that they had the roster to support a rookie quarterback, and then
they obviously don't.
Early August when he met with the media and once again doubled down on that and said they have the roster and they have the offensive linemen to protect and develop a rookie quarterback.
They don't have the offensive line to protect anything. Like, I wouldn't put that offensive line up there against UNH tonight. I'm serious. Like, that offensive line is, it was a joke, really, in that game, and I'm not really convinced it's going to get much better here. David Andrews is going to come back, so fine. Maybe you got a little something there. Center's not going to be snapping the ball into the ground. But outside of that, we're talking about protecting any of these quarterbacks, either of the two rookies or the veteran. Come on. That's the reason. He's right about that. Ninkovich is right about that. They're scared he's going to go out there and get killed. But what he's wrong about is that it has protecting him and keeping him on the bench and waiting until Brissett gets killed and putting him out there is some better plan. I just don't think it is. I really don't. And also, I think that maybe the more mobile quarterback might have a better chance of getting away from the pressure than someone like Jacoby Brissett, who's never really been a mobile quarterback and certainly at the age of 30-plus isn't now. Even though he told us he can still move a little bit, like, we saw Drake May out there running around. We saw him moving in the pocket. We saw things that I think were more indicative of a guy who I think can navigate and negotiate that pressure maybe more than someone like Brissett. I guess we're not going to find out. out, at least until week two at the earliest, or maybe week one. You know, I mean, he only lasted one series before he got knocked out of the game. We might see Drake May week one, you know, against the will of everybody. That could actually happen.
Well, if the line is as bad as everybody perceives, and you're right, and they're making this decision out of the fear of how bad the line is, doesn't it feel like almost guaranteed you're going to see Drake May? He's the backup quarterback, and you think your line stinks, and the older quarterback who already is banged up because he got hit, you don't think he's going to get hit, and he might not get banged up? Like, to me, the odds are pretty good that
I think
yes.
It's almost a guarantee, honestly.
Can you bet on that on our FanDuel app?
I don't think that they do that. I don't think they have injury bets, although maybe that's
untapped market, FanDuel.
Yeah, certainly
untapped
could
market.
A lot of you are waiting patiently to talk about this, so let's go right to the phone. 617-779-7937 is the number. Let's go down to the great state of Rhode Island. Scott is down there, and he has a thought on Jerod Mayo. Go ahead, Scott.
Well, everything you're talking about. First off, am I the only one that misses the answer? I've repeated that we'll just do what's best for the team, because I could use that now. But I think they're doing this for a lot of reasons you said, but mostly to keep their jobs. If they started Drake May and he got hurt with this line, or he fell apart, everybody say they ruined him, it's their fault. You stop Brissett, he's probably going to get hurt very soon. But once he doesn't, you put Drake May in, you had no other choice, and you save your job. So I just think they're cowards.
Okay. Yeah, the comment line said that Mayo made the safe decision. Is this the safe decision?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it is the safe decision, because you can always easily go to May, or you could be forced into going to May, right? Like, we always show the examples of Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't start Josh Allen, and then Peterman sucked. Josh
right.
Allen came in.
So
Josh Allen
in, right.
started. Like, Justin Herbert, they didn't start.
Mm-hmm.
You had that whole weird stabbing through the
right.
lung
they
with
stabbed Tyrod Taylor
injection.
In the lungs.
And like so
Eli Manning didn't start right away.
I think the easy decision is play the veteran, and then, now we're forced to play the young guy, right? Like, I do. I think, I don't know if coward feels like a strong word, but I think it's the easier decision to do it this way. I think it takes more cojones to say, yeah, we're going to start Drake May. I know we had a plan, and we gave $8 million to Jacoby Brissett, and we called him the starter all offseason, and we gave him every single number one rep, but we've decided that Drake May is the better player. That is the more aggressive decision here.
I'd agree, except you look at the other, the only thing I'd push back on is that you look at the other rookie quarterbacks out there right now. You look at the, Caleb Williams's, and who's his backup? That Badgett kid, Tyson
yeah.
Badgett or whatever. You look at in Washington, it's Mariota's the backup. There's a veteran. Maybe that's a better example there. I don't think anybody's looking at Jaden Daniels starting in Washington or Williams starting in Chicago and saying, wow, what a ballsy decision that was.
Well, for Chicago made it clear from the get-go.
Right.
That and
but is anyone calling that risky?
It.
Or they say, oh,
no,
what
no,
a
no.
risky decision
I'm
that is? They're not, because there's a roster around them that's not embarrassing.
And they don't have another option. I think Brissett is a more and you gave $8 million to Jacoby Brissett. I think he's one of the higher paid backups, right? If not the highest.
$8 million, yeah.
So
I don't know if he's the highest paid, but yeah.
You invested in your backup as like a really low-end starter, basically. So you gave him there was a certain implication there when you signed him. And then, as I said, the more you talked, starter, he's our starter, he's mm-hmm. the starter, he's QB1, all of these things was part of this, the way you handled this. So I do think that's part of it. But yes, to me, the easier decision is to just start a run-of-the-mill veteran and then let nature take its course as to when Drake May goes in. And as you said, that could be the second series against the Bengals.
Yeah.
Now, I love that, because I think Drake May, everything I've seen from him, will probably shine in that situation.
Coming off the bench?
Just throw him out there.
Yeah.
Just throw him out, because I've seen a gamer. I've seen an athlete, a guy who just kind of wants to screw around and play football, and I'll run, I'll throw, I'll do what I need to do. That's the guy I've seen. So I'm not worried that if that happens, other than the normal worries that. But how come we don't protect Ramondre Stevenson?
Good question.
The line's really bad, right?
Yeah.
So shouldn't we start Jermichael Hasty?
In
just
theory,
protect him, because we don't care about him.
If we're going by that same logic, right?
Start the guy you don't care about, mm-hmm. protect the guy you do care about. Because Ramondre Stevenson is part of the future, just like Drake May, correct?
I don't know if he is, but yeah. I mean, in theory, he is.
You don't like him?
Ramondre Stevenson?
Yeah.
I think he took a big step backwards last year.
It's the line.
I mean, maybe it is.
Blame
fine.
Everything
maybe
on the line. That's what we
know.
Do.
It
Mac Jones should have said the line more often.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.